The first incident involves 1,338 ballots that were not sent to registered voters in all political parties except registered Republicans and unaffiliated voters. The second issue involved the Wasatch County Clerk's Office sending out the incorrect ballots to 1,500 Wasatch County voters. Wasatch County Deputy County Clerk Sandy Hansen told the County Council the ballot problems they're having are also occurring in seven other counties in the state. Greg McPhee, Wasatch County Chairperson, says he just wants to have the answers.
Because here's what I'm concerned about. When I get asked the question, whose fault is this and why did it happen? I want to say, look, it's a glitch in the State Election Commission process.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, I want to make sure that there's no conspiracy, there's no magic, nobody's trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. This is just how
it happened. Well, it wasn't just Wasatch County, and that's what people seem to forget. It was seven counties that had the same issue.
Okay.
So it's not just us. So, and luckily we're not Utah County that has 60,000 ballots that they have to deal with.
Justin Lee, Deputy Director of Elections from the Lieutenant Governor's Office, says there are no other counties besides Wasatch where voters have not received ballots on time.
No, that is not accurate. There are seven counties involved with the special congressional election, but Utah County had issues with the ballot that were similar but not exactly the same, so no other county is having the same issue that Wasatch County is having.
Hansen also told the council the issues were due to state voting system problems. Lee says it's not the case.
When you're selecting which kind of ballots a different voter will get, you select certain boxes and assign them a ballot style and what they will get. And in this case, there were just simply the wrong boxes were selected for what voters should get which ballot.
Several residents who spoke during the meeting asked for provisions to address the violation of election code because a non-Republican group of voters still haven't received ballots. The law requires ballots be sent 21 days prior to an election. Their point is, some people would not have the same opportunity and equal access to voting. One resident contacted the Lieutenant Governor's office.
And we can also have multiple polling places. I've gotten that from the Lieutenant Governor's office today. That we have options as a county to do early voting or multiple polling places prior to the election. So that's an option we can be looking at so that everybody has access, even if they didn't get a ballot, they have access to vote. If they have to work on Tuesday and there's long lines because of this issue.
Lee confirmed the county clerk could provide more voting locations and early voting.
And what we've suggested is that, you know, with the confusion that's going on with people concerned about not having the right ballot or not having enough time to vote the ballot, that perhaps extra vote locations should be added on election day, you know, perhaps one in each city that is holding a primary to make sure everyone has a chance to vote and vote the way they need to. At this point, I think, someone could go in and drop their ballot any time or stop off at the clerk's office and say, hey, I think I have the wrong ballot, and they could actually take care of that there. So, but we're certainly encouraging the clerk to, you know, in the county to find, you know, whatever needs to happen to allow voters to vote and feel comfortable with their vote.
Council Chairperson Greg McPhee says the county clerk's office is working with the Lieutenant Governor's office, and he isn't sure of the legal ramifications.
I didn't know that we were in violation. I'm assuming that's an opinion, or is that fact?
All I know is the first batch that went out that should have went out correctly was within the time limit.
They were within the time limit.
As it stands now, the county will have only one polling place at the clerk's office on August 15th. Hansen says they may offer more polling stations on Election Day, but if you have questions about your ballot or want to pick up a ballot, you can call the county clerk's office at 435-657-3193. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.